Torah to Daven. Page 26. Let's go. Let's finish the minor. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, asking the question, why didn't Avraham Avinu do a bris before he was given? So he says, what's the in a bris milah? Torah is the level leiva shemayim hi. But by bris milah, it says, mi yalolonu ha-shemayim, which is the acronym for milah, and the last letters of mi yalolonu ha-shemayim is yudke vavke. So there's two levels of milah. There's a level of milah that the Jew does, umaltem esorlos levavchem, that we have to circumcise, meaning the level of tshuva. And then there's a level that Hashem does, umol Hashem lekeches levavcha, which is the level of milah from above. So the Alter Rebbe started explaining that this second level of milah that Hashem does will be after kibbutz galus, and he explains this is even greater than Teda. Okay, so we're going to start on page 26, five lines from the top. Okay, says this second level of milah is even greater than Teda. Kal Teda namele b'shemayim hi, Teda is not in heaven, which is l'mishpelas l'mata dafke. Like Rabbi Yeshua said, emashgich mebaskal mebnei chein Teda b'shemayim. Because Teda is not in the heaven, kim l'mata imenu. Okay, this we're up to now. And therefore, it's called Teda Savaya. Teda is called Teda Hashem Tamima. They call the psukim that it's Havaya. Kishem Havaya, which is Yud Simpson. Hey, his pashtus vav hamshacha. If you learned many times, yud kei vavki is a level of tzimtzum. Okay, the yud is tzimtzum, and then meant is spreading out and hamshacha again. Shaydeis and nimshuch alamat. So therefore, that's the way Teda comes down here, because Teda is a level of yud kei vavki, which is the four worlds and the four, you know, the different dishtalshus of levels. Alva mila nal lamayla mishem avaya. To the extent that Mila is in the Rosh Tevis of Miyala Bahar Hashem. B'shem Avayu B'sefer Tevis V'alkein Hi Mebchinas Madregas HaShemayim. And even L'mayla Min HaTeira, that's called the Nafal Lamat in the level of Shemayim. Okay, so he said basically Teira is Leiva Shemayim Hi, and Mila, like we learned yesterday, not only is Shemayim, but Shemayim, which is even higher than Shemayim. Okay, this is what the Chazal say. The Gedele Mila, Mila is even greater than Teda. Concerning Bris Mila, it says 13 times the word Bris in Teda, which means there is 13 levels of a covenant by Bris Mila, which is more than by Teda. What does it mean, Gedele Mila? So here, the Alter Rebbe is this interesting definition of the word. Normally, the simple meaning is Mila is greater, because he's saying Gdela Mila means the higher level of Mila, Gdela Mila, the higher level of Mila, not the lower Mila that we do, but the higher level of Mila that Hashem does. Ya Mila, Ya Gdela, Shalamayla Mat, Shalamayla Lamat. Meaning, Shayim al Hashem as Levav, Hashem will circumcise our hearts. And therefore, we have Yud Gimel Brises. Therefore, by Bris Mila, the Gemara says it's 13 times the word Bris. So, what's a Bris? He says, "Speaker, do Ashinian Akrisis Bris is Lemaila Min Aseich V'Adas." When you make a covenant with somebody, it's not logical. In fact, he says, "Al Derech Beis Oyavim Shaisim Krisis Bris." Like two people make a covenant. This is a classic example, the marriage, which is a vow, a covenant between man and woman. So like it says, when everything is good, then you don't need a covenant. What's the purpose of a covenant? That in case, God forbid, it goes south, it goes bad. So the covenant, meaning, even though Seichel says, hey, this is not a relationship anymore, yeah, nevertheless, the Bris makes it something above Seichel. That means even though Seichel doesn't make sense, it doesn't matter. Like David and Yonason made the Bris between them. That means, what does a covenant do between two friends? You're forced to be his friend. That even though logically you messed me up or whatever it is, and therefore logically the covenant of friendship shouldn't be, What does a bris do? A bris makes it that even if it's illogical, it's still there. The friendship is still there. What does the covenant do? He forces himself. Okay, so therefore, what's the covenant of bris milah? And again, what the Alter Rebbe is explaining, what's seichel? Seichel is yud ke vav ke. Yud is seichel, chochma, he is bina, vav are the six spheres, and he is malchus, right? So therefore, Torah, which is chochmasi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this level of Torah that we're talking, so that's the level of seichel. What's the level of a bris, mila, or any bris, but mila, what he's talking about here, is even higher than seichel. It controls seichel, which means even if it's seichel says no, there's a level higher than seichel that says yes. The God, like it says, Chassidus explains, what's the definition of Mesiras Nefesh? Azei nitandus. This is the way it's supposed to be, and it's not going to change. In other words, Mesiras Nefesh, like we learned many times, is not a piseichel. Therefore, there's no reason for Mesiras Nefesh in Torah. The Rebbe explains in various different artists, and the Friedrich Rebbe is my modern, that there's no reason in Torah why you have to have Mesiras Nefesh. Why? Because there is no logic. Mesiras Nefesh, by definition, means illogical. And giving up my life when it doesn't make sense. Why am I going to get killed when I'm more important than that?
But we spend so much time explaining how it's logical.
It's not logical. We're saying because of the neshama, of the part of Hashem, it can't be any way. That's what I'm saying. The definition of Mesiras Nefesh is Azay Unitandish. This is the way it's going to be, and there's nothing more to talk about. That's the concept of Krisis Bris. And he says, which is the level of Rav Tuvcha, is Aideh Yudgim or Midas Erachmi, is through the 13 attributes of mercy, which are Lamal Me'achachm of Asechu. Therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining over here the 13 brisen of bris milah corresponds with the yud gimel midas rachmim. Just like the yud gimel midas rachmim, Hashem Hashem karachum v'chanun, is to forgive even though it doesn't make sense to forgive, like the original time by the ego. He just got the Torah, 40 days later go worship Aveda Zara, so logically they should be destroyed. Comes along yud gimel midas rachmim, 13 attributes of mercy, and says, no, it doesn't matter what Seichel says. There's something above it. There's a covenant between Hashem and the Jews. Therefore, bris milah is higher than how Yud Kei Vav Kei, and it's l'mayla mechinas teirah. Just like Yud Gimel Midas Rachman. Hey, mechinas shel l'mayla mi'ateirah, it's above the level of teirah. Therefore, it's l'chein shamus lichasov, and therefore tshuva can exist. Because mitzat teira, mitzat seichel, you sin. You get killed. That's what it says. Sholol teira, what do you do to some of your sins? Teira says, kill him. Hashem says, let him bring a carbon, yischapele. Tshuva says, yasa tshuva yischapele. How can tshuva or the Yud Gimel Mitzarach, because remember, we don't encounter my mother in Elo and Iladeidi. Tshuva reaches to Yud Gimel Mitzarach. Therefore, on Yom Kippur, we're always saying, Hashem, Hashem, Kal Rachel, Lechano, no, the Unzliches, because that's the whole level of Tshuva, higher than Seichel. And therefore, Valzer Nemat, Adyaver Amcha Avaya. In Nazi Yashu, you say, Adyaver Amcha Hashem until it passes over, Amcha Hashem, Adyaver Amzu Kaniso. When the pasuk says in Oz Yashar, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, he says Yavar means higher than Yud Kei Vav Kei. But Yavar Hashem upon him. Okay, so now the Alter Rebbe is going to answer the original question. The original question was, if Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah before it was given, why didn't he do Bris Milah before it was given? He says, this is the reason. Shavram kiyem kalatira akshalei nitna v'lekayim mitzvah smila. Why didn't he do mila before? So he said, "Nei sherot zalagil la'esa milagadela shalemel ma'ila lamata." Because Avraham Avinu, if he did the aved of mila, which is the lower level of mila that we do, obviously he can't do a bris a second time. That means Avraham Avinu would have only reached the lower level of mila, no mata lamaila that we do. Avraham Avinu wanted to reach a level of bris mila that had that mumaila lamata. So therefore, he waited for Hashem to tell him to do the bris mila, which is Momayla Lamata. And Avraham Avinu wouldn't have reached that level if Hashem didn't command him. One second. Therefore, we know when, in Parashat Chayisah, when Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to get a shidduch for Yitzchak, he said, "Sinno Yachab Tachas Hirechi." He probably held on to his bris mila. Right? It's not very Tzniyazdik. But it says, Rashi explains, because there was no other object of Kedush in the world before Matan Torah. And you have to make a shvua halachically on a sefer Torah, on a pair of tefillin, whatever, you know, whatever type of shvua it is. So, bottom line is that you needed a shvua kedusha. Why was Avraham Avinu's bris mila holy, and his tefillin weren't holy, whatever he did for tefillin? Because Hashem didn't command it. The kedusha came, in other words, bris mila by Avraham Avinu was like matan Torah, the gashmis became holy. Because Hashem commanded them. What? What?
Would it make a difference between when you put the at 90 or if you
do
was to do it at 10 or 15 or whenever he before was revealed to him?
Yeah.
Would that be the same?
He waited for Hashem to reveal himself.
Sorry?
He waited for Hashem to reveal himself.
It's greater when you command something.
So that's why he waited for it to be commanded. Okay. That's what the pasuk says.
It wasn't his choice.
He waited for Hashem. He knew Hashem was going to tell him to do it, so he waited for the
yes.
And that's why it says, "What does the pasuk begin of your batimim as a nimol Avram?" It doesn't say Avram did the bris. Nimol is passive, meaning by Yishmol when he gave Yishmol a bris, and everybody else says by Yamol Avram. Active. Avram did it. Because that bris of everybody else was the bris momata lamaila that a Jew does. This bris, in fact, Rashi quotes in the Medrash that Avram Avinu, so to speak, was he's a 99-year-old man. He was an old man. You know, he said, you do a bris on yourself at 99. You know, you're going like this. So it says, Hashem said to him, "I'll help you." Hashem, it says in the Medrash, Hashem held Avraham Avinu's hand, so to speak, and gave him the bris. That means it's coming momaila. Nemo means it became, he says, the fish yamila shemomata. Because by Yishmol, by Yomal Avraham was the bris from below, like it says, Malta Mesoros Levavcha. Aval Avraham zocha legili b'chinas omol Hashem alakachas Levavcha. Avraham merited. By the level of Hashem doing the bris, that's what it says. In other words, so the question, why did Avraham Avinu wait until, because he wanted to get a level of Mila he couldn't have gotten from his own level. The lower level of Mila is Yudkei Vavkei. The higher level of Mila is higher than Yudkei Vavkei. He wanted to reach that level. And therefore it says, in the essence of the day Avraham Avinu did a bris, now, remember we learned by Yem Ahu, by Yem Hazeh, right? Who is distant, right? Who? There. Zeh, Mare, Be'etz, but you point to it, it's here. So Avraham Avinu reached the level of Etzem Hayem Hazeh, which is the level of Gilui. This is all showing the point that Avraham Avinu reached the level of Bris Milmaila, the level of Elokus coming down. What Yemazeh Yem Shekulay Arav Shekulatay. So he reached the level of Zeh. In fact, the Medrash says that by Kriyas Yamstav it says Zeh Keli Vanvei. Yeah? Lasid Lavai, it says, Va'amar Bayemahu, Hine Elokeinu Zeh, Kibinu Levish, Zeh Hayan, Zeh Hashem Kibinu Levish. Zeh Hashem Kibinu Levish. Says twice that. So Chassidus explains, by Kriyas Yamsuf, there's a great revelation of God, but only once Zeh. Mashiach is double Zeh. But Avraham Avinu obviously only reached once Hazeh.
There's three times the Esam Hayom
Hazeh,
right?
Huh?
The
Esam Hayom. Yeah, Rashi says by the Noah, by the Teva, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, but Va'at Mishal Yem Hazeh Hainu Eis Agili Agodol Shia La'atz Lavi. In the level of Rav Tuvcha, that's the level that Avraham Avinu reached as a bris. That's why Bris Milah of Avraham was such a holy, important thing. Zeh Shukulatay. When it became revealed to Avraham Avinu, this gilui from above, when the essence of Ayem Hazeh, then it was a gilui mumaylo, then Nimal Avram, then Avram had his bris, because it was a gilui mumaylo. Like we said, this is a moment that the minigiz we have it in the previous point. Shabbos.